From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. It's the final weekend through this Sunday for A Christmas Story, the musical based on the movie at Mill Mountain Theater in downtown Roanoke. Matt Shields is managing director at MMT.
We have a lot of people in from New York. They're all equity performers from the city. They all have on and off Broadway credits, movies, commercials, all kind of stuff. And then we have Keely Morgan, who's our social media coordinator at Mill Mountain. She's in this show and about 9 local children, and that makes up the whole cast. I'm very excited. It's very fun.
This Thursday through Sunday is the last weekend for The Tragedy of Macbeth at Showtimers Community Theater. Granny, witches, madness, murder, and paranoia as only Shakespeare can tell it. Kayla Lees directs Macbeth at Showtimers.
Losing everything and then what's next? Just you keep going. But what's the right thing to do? Nobody really knows. There's no manual for this. So you do what you think is best, and it sometimes can spiral out of control and change you.
Sounds from a rehearsal as Roanoke Ballet Theater gets ready to present its version of Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker this weekend at Jefferson Center. 2 shows on Saturday and a Sunday matinee. Stories and Song with Santa this Saturday at the Taubman Museum of Art. Register for 1 of 2 shows on the Taubman website. The relocated Harrison Museum of African American Culture, now at Melrose Plaza, is in a soft opening phase with limited hours Tuesday through Friday, with a grand opening event planned in early 2026. E.B. Smith is the Harrison Museum Executive Director. Coming soon at the Harrison are staged play readings, says the sometimes actor.
Performance training in various disciplines and a series of performances, staged readings called the Storykeeper Studio Sets. And we're going to be focusing on new works and classic works from the 20th century by Black players. Playwrights, and hopefully expose folks to works they haven't seen before.
Smith says the gift shop at the museum has some unique Christmas gift items as well. Floyd County's own Morgan Wade at Jefferson Center this Wednesday, home for the holidays. The Isaac Haddon Family Christmas Jam this Friday at Five Points Music Sanctuary. The Roanoke Baroque Chamber Orchestra presents a very Locatelli Christmas with guest artist Isaac Kay and the Chamber Choir this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at First Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Roanoke. Michael Schoschberger is Artistic Director for Roanoke Baroque.
Locatelli was one of those unique violin virtuosos in Italy in the 18th century, perhaps the greatest violinist of his age, and he wrote music that only he could play. Well, we're bringing in one of our favored soloists from the past, Isaac Kay, who's going to present probably the Virginia premiere of this Locatelli violin concerto.
The Farmer Family presents a set of holiday songs, stories, and performances at The Spot on Kirk this Thursday. And the last Dickens of a Christmas in downtown Roanoke this Friday night includes the popular Pet Costume Contest. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, this is Sandra Meitaler, Executive and Artistic Director of Roanoke Ballet Theatre. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. Roanoke Ballet Theatre features a professional company and ballet school and is dedicated to enrich the soul of the community through the beauty of dance. Learn more about us at roanokeballet.org.